Hello?
Hi, is that Dan?
Yes.
Hi, Dan. How are you? It's James Thompson here from MMA Legal Solicitors. I spoke with you yesterday in regard to your Scottish redress compensation claim. You requested a call back at 12. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant, Dan. How are you? Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Brilliant stuff. So I'm just going to explain to you what's going to happen moving forward now in regards to Scottish redress. Now, if you was in care before the age of 2004, either witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse, you will qualify for a Scottish redress compensation payment. Now, we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with the cases. The average compensation payment at the moment is around about £45,000. In regards to the Scottish redress itself, it usually takes around about 8 to 12 months to be complete from start to finish, okay. All I need to do is just go through a quick claim report. It takes 5 minutes to complete. Then we'll get an authorisation email sent out to you and we'll request a form of ID and proof of address to confirm that everything is correct. Is that okay, Diane?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant stuff. Like I said, my name is James Thompson. I have been allocated your case. So if you've got any problems or any questions, do save this number. I'll be accessible to answer any questions or any updates that you do require, Diane. Okay.
Yeah,
so I've got an email address here as dianedonald83@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Brilliant stuff. So I'm just going to go through a report and ask you a few questions. If you do go silent, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating the report, Diane. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. I'll make you aware as well. If anything you do tell me over the phone, it will remain confidential between myself, you, and the solicitor as well. All right. Diane, can I just take your date of birth, please?
16/12/83.
16/12/83?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
Oh, I don't
know. Bear me just 1 second. I've got your email address. I'm just going to pop that down on your report. Do you have access to your email address?
Yes, I
have. You do. Brilliant stuff. Best contact number we have for you ends in 082, and it's the one I'm ringing you on now.
Yep.
That's fine. No problem at all. Okay. So like I said, there are going to be a few questions I do need to ask you. If you don't require to answer the question, you can just say skip. It's not a problem. We try and make it as stress-free as possible in regards to our going through the claim. Okay. So I'm just going to start by taking your postcode.
Golf 811 Bravo Papa.
Sorry, Dan, you broke up. Can you say that again? Sorry.
Golf 811 Bravo Papa.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much. Say Andrew's Way, which number?
27.
Yeah, and that's in Clydebank, is that right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, got that. Give me a second. I'm just going to pop that onto your report for you, okay?
Yeah.
How's your week been so far, Dan?
Yeah, all right. Got the
weather,
though. Yeah.
Look, it's not too good, is it, the weather at the minute?
No.
Not too good. Yeah, we've been having quite a lot of winds down here, so we've got offices in Manchester, and that's where I'm located at the minute, and the winds have just been absolutely horrific.
Yeah,
I take it it's been that way
here
in Scotland as well.
Yeah, it's always windy here. Windy and wet.
Wow. Okay, question one, I do need to ask this, do you have any terminal illnesses?
No.
That's fine. I need to place on your report a beneficiary next to kin. Now, what this means, Diane, because the payments for the Scottish redress are at a substantial amount of money, the average being £45,000, if anything does happen to you between now and you receiving your payment, and unfortunately payment couldn't go to you, who would you like it to go to?
My partner, Alan Neil.
Your partner. Is it? Can you just say the first name again for me?
Alan, A-L-A-N.
Alan, and surname?
Neil, N-E-I-L.
Brilliant stuff, thank you, Diane. Does he have a middle name at all?
William?
It's not a problem if I put you on the spot there, didn't I? I do apologise. Is there a contact number at all for Alan?
07982.
Yes.
942.
Yep.
866.
Brilliant stuff. Repeat that back to you. 07982 942 866.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Just going to save that there now. Brilliant stuff. Now, the next question we need to go into in regards to the care settings. So I need to put some care settings in regards to institutions and stuff. So how old were you when you first entered the care system?
When I first entered the care system, I would have been about 1.5, 2.
Okay. So you're looking around about 1985, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the first care system institution you was at, do you remember the name?
So that was actually a foster placement.
Okay, foster placement. Let me just place that down. Won't be a second. Foster placement. How long were you at the foster placement for?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know when I went in. I know that I went back to my mum on her birthday. When I went in, I'm not too sure.
Okay. So from 1985, was it, did you know, like, was it, like, up to 1990, or what, do you remember the year you went into your child care home?
I went into my next place when I was 14.
14, right, okay, let me just get that worked out. Okay, give me 1 second. You said you went back to your mum. Were you still young when you went back to your mum, is that correct? Okay. While you was at foster placement, was there any issues at foster placement?
The only thing that I know of is that my mum said that there was an apology letter that I shouldn't have been taken into care in the first place. There was an apology letter issued. But other than that, I don't know much about it.
Okay, bear with me a moment. I'm going to place that on for there, all right. I'm going to go now in regards to your children's home that you went to. Do you remember the name of the children's home that you went to?
Yep, so it was Randy House.
Randy House?
Yep.
R-A-N-D-Y-H-O-U-S-E.
R-A-M-S-E-Y, Ramsey.
Oh, okay, I do apologise. Ramsey House it was, yep. Let me just... So I'm just going to bring up the records for Ramsey House, okay?
Yep.
That was in Scotland, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
So that was operated by Fife Council. I'm just bringing up the records.
No, that should be Dunbartonshire.
Dunbartonshire, give me just...
Dunbartonshire.
Dunbartonshire. Oh, okay. I'm just looking into the records. Okay, give me just one moment.
Yep.
Okay, there we go. West Dunbartonshire Council. There we go. I've got it here. I've got it here. Give me just one moment. All right. Yeah, got the record for it there. That's brilliant. Okay. So in regards to being, you said you was there when you was 14, is that right, Diane?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And how long was you there till, was it 16, 17?
No, I was in there at some point when I was 15. Again, I was returned home, and then I moved on again.
Right, okay, let me just place that down, it won't be a moment, okay. So you would have went in there roughly when, would we say, around about 1996, is that right? Going from your age within 1983, and you said you were around about 14.
Yeah, dates, I'm not so sure, but maybe 96, 97, something like that.
96, 97, okay. And was you in there for a year or so?
I think it was maybe about 9 months.
Okay, that's fine. Issues in relation to Ramsey House. Now, we do try, in regards to the statements, Dan, we try and leave the past in the past because, as you can imagine, for some people, it can be a little bit distressing. So we do have to ask you questions in regards to, did you witness or did you sustain any mental, physical or sexual abuse while you were there?
Yes.
Was it all three?
More mental.
Say that again, sorry?
Mental.
Mental abuse, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Physical, no physical, no sexual abuse while you was there?
No, just feeling uncomfortable around a particular member of staff.
Okay, mutual abuse. Member of staff, do you remember the name of the staff member?
John.
John. Okay, yep. Any surname at all?
Don't know.
Okay, it's just for records, that's all it is. Because if anyone, obviously we've had statements from Ramsey Health before, they'll check, the solicitors will check the statements, and if John's obviously come upon a previous statement, he'll try and make it a little bit easier for you,
yep.
Okay? So, mental abuse while you was there, was that while, for the full period, in regards to what sort of mental abuse was sustained to yourself?
Just between obviously not being treated equally, the punishment side of things.
Okay, you was punished quite a bit, was you?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it be, so you'd be punished frequently, yeah?
Yeah.
Frequently. And that was from that member of staff, or was it from all members of staff?
In general, that would be all.
From all members of staff. Did
yeah.
you witness other children being abused as well?
I tried not to be. If and when I was in, I would try to be in my room. And I'd try and get out as much as possible.
Okay. Okay. Would you say it's had an effect on your adulthood? Now, do you suffer from anxiety, trust issues, PTSD, any mental health?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Mental health. Anxiety and trust issues, yeah?
Yeah.
Trust issues, okay. Do you suffer from any PTSD?
Not so much, no.
Okay. In regards to you moving on, was that mainly all the abuse at Ramsey House, is that correct?
Yeah,
mainly
uh-huh.
mental abuse at Ramsey House, okay.
Yeah.
So moving on from there, Diane, did you move to anywhere else?
Yeah, so there was another placement called Hill Park.
Let me get the records up for that. Can you spell that for me, please?
HILLPARK.
Yep. Okay, and that was a children's home as well. Okay, so bring up records for Hill Park. Bear with me a moment.
Yeah.
I've got the record as Hill Park Children's Home, Stewart Drive, and
yeah.
that was in Clyde Bank, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me just one moment. I need to put that onto the report. Do you remember how long you was there for, Diane?
I went in at 15, and I either left at 16 or 17, I can't remember.
Okay, so were you there for about a year or two?
Yeah.
Okay. In regards to being at that children's home, did you sustain any mental, physical, or sexual abuse?
Yes.
Was it all three, or was it just one specifically?
Again, more mental and physical.
Mental and physical. Let me place that down. And that was frequently as well?
Yep.
Was it by a certain member of staff or was it all staff members?
More generalised, I would say.
Okay.
But also including other residents.
Okay, with children as well, yeah? Members of staff and children.
Yeah.
Okay. In regards to the physical abuse, was you restrained in any way? Was you attacked in any way?
Attacked by other residents. There was restraints and things as well from staff.
Okay. Over children and members of staff.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's had an impact on your adulthood, same as Ramsey House,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put mental health, anxiety and trust issues within adult
yeah.
period of life, yes? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mention to you, Dan, now, in regards to the compensation, it's never going to heal any scars, unfortunately. It's there to try and give you a brighter future and hopefully a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel for yourself, okay? As I've mentioned, the average payout at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, it can be more than that, but the solicitors will have a word with you and they'll let you know exactly how much they're going to go in for in regards to your case, okay? But like I said, I'm your case analyst, so if you have any questions or any updates that you require, you can always contact me back on this number, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Right, so we, like I said, their statement's completed there. Was there anywhere else or was that it after Hill Park?
No, that was my own case.
Yep, okay. Like I said, we try not to go into any more information if we can help it, because we do appreciate it can be a little bit distressing. Now, the solicitors will read you a statement in regards to what they've elaborated to for each care home. I put the information down on there. They'll make a statement in regards to elaborating on that. If there's anything you'd like to remove or you'd like to add at that stage, you can do. Okay, when they have a chat with you. All I now need to do is get a authorization email out to you and a form of ID and proof of address. Now, in regards to ID, it can be a bus pass, it can be a passport, it can be a driving license. Do you have any of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And we have to proof of address. It has to be a letter dated from your home address within the last 3 months. Okay. So I'm just going to place you on hold for 60 seconds. Are you okay to grab that information? I'll speak to the administration's team. Now we'll get the message out to you via, do you use the application WhatsApp? Yep, so you'll get a message via WhatsApp and you'll also receive an email. I'll be back with you in 2 minutes, Diane. Okay, the line's just going to go silent. Thank you.
All right, no worries, thanks. Is that okay? You get my money?
What?
This is average of Spotify.
What?
This is average of Spotify. What? You stash it. Drop a tape on the air fryer and jam it underneath. You know?
Diane's not going to go away from them, so hungry.
Hi, Diane. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so our administration's team have now sent an email to you, an authorization email, and also you'll receive it via text message. And also they've sent you a WhatsApp message. Can you just confirm that you've received your WhatsApp message for me, please? If you go onto your phone.
Yeah, someone called James.
It should say it's from MMA Legal. Yeah, that's myself. Yeah, I'm your case handler. Okay. So in regards to that, if you can just reply back with what form of photo ID do you have?
My driving license.
Okay. You can take a picture of that, just the whole driving license, and send that back to that message and a proof of address. Are you using a letter dated in the last 3 months? Is that correct?
Yeah,
Yeah, are you okay to do that while we're on the phone now? Is that all right? So I can attach
it to the file.
Yeah, no problem. Take time. Okay, Dan, I can see that you've now sent your driving license through. I'm going to attach that to your case file now. Yeah, no problem at all. I'm just going to attach that to your case file as well, okay.
Yeah.
I can see it's dated the 9th of March, so it's in the day period. All right, bear with me a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's now been attached to your case file, proof of address and ID. I'm now, if you'll go onto your emails, there's been an email sent through to dianedonald83@gmail.com.
Okay.
It's an authorization email, so it's a click sign document. Now, it requires an electronic signature. It'll never match your signature, so do not worry about it. It's just an authorization. It requires a squiggle from your finger, and then underneath that, there is a button that says execute all documents. If you click on that, it should say processing and then complete.
Okay.
Let me know if you need any help on that one.
It should be.
Okay. I'll check on our end to see if that's been completed for you. Bear me a moment. Yep, signing complete. As you can see, that's been done. Now, Diane, I am now obviously going to leave you to it. Hopefully enjoy the rest of the weekend. What's going to happen now, the solicitors will contact you within 7 to 14 days. They'll have a discussion with you to let you know how much they are going to be going ahead for yourself in regards to compensation.
Yeah.
It will be directly from the Scottish Government for a redress. They'll make sure in regards to records of the places that you've supplied, okay? I will make you aware as well, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay, we do not participate in a government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the highest amount possible for you.
Yeah.
Okay. They'll have a discussion with you and how long the period will be. It usually maximum takes around about 8 to 12 months. Okay. With me being your case handler, I'm going to advise you to save this number. If you've got any questions, any problems, you can always contact me Monday to Friday from 9 till 6 p.m. on this number. Last but not least, what I am going to do, I'm going to place a password onto your redress report. So if anybody does ring you, and says they're ringing in regards to redress, all you need to do is say, have you got my password? And that gives you a bit of security as well as ourselves to make sure that you're speaking to the correct person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant. So what would you like your password to be? It can be any word, any number, anything.
I don't have a clue.
I mean, I can... What would you like it to be? Like, have you
I don't know, because I would forget something...
Would you like it to be your partner? Do you want me to put your partner's name down, Alan?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yep, I'll put Alan down as your password. Okay. So, really easy to remember, but yourself, me, and the solicitors will only know that because I placed that onto your file. Okay. So, if you're a little bit sceptical about a phone call, all you need to do is say, have you got my password? And if they haven't, pop the phone down. It gives you some security there. Okay?
No worries.
Cheers, Diane. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Right, cheers. Thank you. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.